News. I'm Liz Pelka. Top Trump administration officials are briefing members of Congress on Iran after weeks of escalating tensions in the Persian Gulf that have raised alarms on Capitol Hill over a possible military confrontation with the Islamic Republic. Before heading to the Hill, acting U.S. Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan said he planned to give members credible information about potential threats from Iran.
We've done a considerable number of briefings on the Hill. Skepticism, I can't address the individuals, and I think part of today will be to kind of give credible information that'll address that.
Here's more from VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb on the threat being discussed today.
The Iranian threat has been discussed for such a long time, and they're just now getting to brief all the members of Congress. And once members hear the threat, if you heard Senator Lindsey Graham, they feel that the threat is real. The problem that the Pentagon Press Corps has been having is that we have not seen any of this direct intelligence. In fact, it's been really hard to get people talking to us face-to-face, going forward, putting their name out there to talk about this threat.
That was VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb talking about the threat being discussed on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Babb has confirmed through a Pentagon spokesperson it's highly likely Iran was responsible for attacks recently on four oil tankers off the United Arab Emirates coast. The founder of Chinese telecom giant Huawei is dismissing the decision by the United States to blacklist the company on the grounds it poses a threat to U.S. national security. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Tuesday, more than 170 American shoe manufacturers and retailers urged President Donald Trump to exempt footwear from any further tariffs he imposes on imported goods from China. The manufacturers and retailers included well-known athletic shoe brands as Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas. The lobby for the shoe industry told Trump in a letter that his proposed 25% tariff on shoes imported from China would be catastrophic for our consumers, our companies, and the American economy as a whole. Former White House counsel Don McGahn has defied a House Judiciary Committee subpoena and refused to testify at a hearing on the Russia investigation on Capitol Hill. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
For the second time this month, a panel hearing on Russia opened with no witness. McGahn was a no-show on orders from President Trump. Chairman Gerald Nadler's threatening to hold McGahn in contempt.
Our subpoenas are not optional.
McGahn is a chief eyewitness to the president's handling of the Russia probe, but top committee Republican Doug Collins is blaming Nadler's handling of McGahn's testimony, saying there was no need for a circus.
He's more interested in the fight than fact-finding.
Democrats are divided over responding to the president's stonewalling of the probe, with some pushing for impeachment proceedings, despite Speaker Nancy Pelosi's reluctance. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The UN Human Rights Office warns civilian casualties are growing in northwestern Syria's Idlib province as fighting between Russian-backed Syrian government forces and rebels allied with al-Qaeda escalates. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the agency's headquarters in Geneva.
The UN agency says it is extremely worried about the military action in Idlib, which is putting at risk the lives of 3 million civilians trapped in the province. Agency officials expressed concern at the speed with which a recent 72-hour ceasefire was broken by the warring parties. They say the ongoing airstrikes and ground-based attacks in Idlib and Hama governorates do not bode well for peaceful prospects in the region. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Marta Hurtado says indiscriminate bombing and ground-based attacks by both pro-government forces and rebel armed groups has resulted in a high number of civilian deaths and injuries, as well as significant damage to civilian property. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office is appealing to the warring factions to respect the principles of distinction and proportionality under international humanitarian law. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
And broadcast. It's today's